You're with SBS Radio.
JIRA is opening two new regional centres today in Victoria. It is a celebration because when we first established in 2002, we would not have seen this as being something that was possible for our organisation. But we have fought hard because violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women is happening at epidemic levels. Aboriginal children are being removed as a result of that. So it is, in part, a celebration, but, you know, it's actually quite sad that we have to have more offices opening.
No, I mean, celebration because it's a milestone being able to reach so many other women in an area which I was looking at reports, specifically the Latrobe Valley is an area where it's said to have one of the highest rates of family violence.
Violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women is widespread. Yes, there are reports that show that the violence happens at far greater levels than in other areas, but we've got to remember that almost 90% of violence against our people, against our women, goes unreported. So we just need to be very mindful of what story that data does tell. But from where we see it in Victoria, it's widespread. Women in every area, rural and urban areas, are impacted by violence.
Yeah.
You know, us opening new offices in these areas means that women who live in many different geographic locations will have access to a culturally safe service.
Yeah, and those new areas, the new offices that you opened today are Latrobe and Bendigo. And as we just said, Latrobe is an area where, family violence, according to local government reports, has one of the highest rates of family violence in the state. And you are continuing to grow.
We are continuing to grow. Our Latrobe office will be launched next week. Bendigo was launched today. And we have, from funding from the Victorian government, two more regional offices, one in Ballarat and one in Echuca. One thing that JIRA feels strongly about is that the work that we do is about building on Aboriginal women's resilience to reduce their vulnerability to violence. We don't always want to look at Aboriginal women from the deficit. We invest in so many different ways as well.
What kind of investment, just for some of our listeners who may not know, because I've known you for many years now, we first met the Red Fund.
Part of our investment is through our Koori Women's Place.
Yeah.
Where we're running many different activities for Aboriginal women to come in, share their stories and find their own solutions. One of our workshops is resume writing. So we're helping to support women to gain employment. And then there's all of our early intervention prevention programs, which are about focusing on Aboriginal women's business and a cultural way. And that's an investment in Aboriginal women. JIRA prioritises employing Aboriginal people, and especially Aboriginal women.
Yeah.
And we look at what other professional development opportunities we can provide women who come into our organisation. We feel very strongly about succession planning. So this investment isn't just in providing a service to women who are experiencing family violence. It's an investment in many other different ways that JIRA makes for Aboriginal women.
And it's all run for Aboriginal women, by Aboriginal women, and looking at not just the situations where they've been victimized, but also looking at preventing that happens by empowering them and building their capacity, as you just said.
And JIRA, you know, works hard to keep the system accountable as well for its response to Aboriginal women, because we see so many poor responses, you know, from police, the rate at which Aboriginal children are removed, and often we see that they're removed unnecessarily. The punitive approaches that are taken by child protection. We want to see an investment at the front end. And, you know, that's what we are talking to government departments about at the moment, about providing additional funding to JIRA to be able to provide that front end support for Aboriginal mothers to escape safely from the violence with their children, so they don't become homeless, so they don't live in poverty, so they don't end up in prison.
Homelessness report that was released this morning is just damning. But one thing that, well, is a bit I'd like to talk to is the recommend. It's several years now since the Royal Commission into Family Violence in Victoria. Is the state implementing all the 227 recommendations? How is this being followed up?
Our Victorian government committed to implementing every one of those 227 recommendations in Victoria. And from what we see, there's real efforts being made to implement those recommendations. But, you know, what isn't a secret is it is putting an enormous pressure on organisations like mine, for example, around different things that are being rolled out with Orange Doors, for example, and what our involvement might be in those Orange Doors, because we kind of sit a little bit out on the outside as specialist organisations, you know, in an Aboriginal sector and a family violence sector. But, you know, we still continue to have our conversations with the appropriate kind of bureaucrats in those areas.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, that will work out the better for our women.
Yeah. Just a small clarification about the Orange Doors.
The Orange Door are like hubs where they have many services in their Aboriginal and mainstream services, except for legal services in the Orange Door. It's like a one-stop shop for people. But what we don't want to see JIRA is a mainstreaming kind of exercise here that overlooks Aboriginal community-controlled organisations and specialist organisations like JIRA.
Most definitely, because you provide culturally safe environment and culturally appropriate care for your participants. Now, I know you're very busy today. You're still in Bendigo and you need to come back to your home. Something that we may not have touched.
If anyone in Victoria finds themselves in a situation where they're experiencing family violence or they're unsafe, please reach out to JIRA. Our number is 1-800-105-303. But then also, if there are any people nationally, you know, living with that same fear, please also reach out to on our 1-800 number, 1-800-105-303, and we will put you in contact with the appropriate service in the state.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.